The Bush administration has been promising for several months to release new pollution rules for power plants. The delay is due in part to internal struggles within the Environmental Protection Agency. Documents leaked from inside the agency reveal strong dissension between the official appointed to the agency by President Bush and the agency's longtime career officials charged with protecting the air. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The Bush administration has made it no secret that it intends to rewrite the arcane rules of a clean air program called New Source Review. This governs when old power plants should be required to add new pollution controls to clean up emissions. The current rules are not friendly to industry, and Bush appointees to the EPA have been charged with rewriting them. John Walk is a former EPA staffer who's now an attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council. He's been given dozens of pages of EPA meeting notes leaked from inside the agency that reveal what the administration is planning.
The documents are remarkable for revealing that the EPA attorneys and the civil servants at the agency are warning the administration and its political appointees that what they are pursuing runs afoul of the Clean Air Act.
Specifically, Walk points to detailed notes about one idea being pushed by Bush appointees, a new rule that would establish pollution caps for individual power plants. EPA staffers are resisting because they say it's clear from the agency's own studies that such an approach wouldn't cut as much pollution as the current system does. And EPA staff attorneys also say there's no legal foundation for the proposed rule in the existing statute. According to Walk, this is but one example revealed in the leaked documents of the issues that have pitched officials within the EPA against each other.
We have known for some time that they are going to make sweeping changes, but these smoking guns provide documented evidence of just how dangerous these changes will be and just how illegal they will be.
To say the administration clarification is somehow illegal is totally and completely false.
That's Scott Siegel of the firm Bracewell & Patterson. He represents a group of utilities that support the administration's reforms. Siegel argues just because the administration is proposing new initiatives with no precedent in old clean air statutes doesn't make them illegal. Instead of getting hung up on the small print, Siegel says EPA lawyers should try to understand what's really behind the administration's reforms, an attempt to replace old command and control type regulations with more flexible ones.
What you want to do is give industry a goal that industry has to meet. You want to say, go meet this target. But the decisions that you in industry make in order to achieve that fully environmentally protective goal ought to be up to the folks that know the facilities the best, the plant operators and their management.
A few days ago, the EPA administrator sent the long-awaited package of new rules to the Office of Management and Budget for review. By all accounts, the Bush appointees have carried the day. At least for the time being, a group of attorneys general has threatened to sue over the new rules, which they say will make the air in their states dirtier. Elliot Spitzer of New York is among them.
The way that they have formulated their changes, I think, is bad government. It's bad policy. It sends a bad message to the public. Whether or not the result itself is subject to legal attack, we have to wait and see.
It will be several months before the OMB releases the final rules. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.